For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. needs strong borders and Democrats are in the way.
Immigration? It's the Democrats' fault. We won't get one vote. I'm telling you, if we gave them every single thing they want, they will say we don't want it. It's pure obstruction.
The president was speaking to a state Republican convention in Nevada, but members of his own party are also speaking out against family separations at the border, like GOP Congressman Mike Kaufman of Colorado.
What I would like to see from the president, an acknowledgement that this policy was a terrible mistake, not just that it was a bad visual image, but that it was a fundamental mistake to tear families apart. And I think he ought to hold somebody in this administration accountable for advising him to move in this direction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Flooding in Virginia. Up to 5 inches of rain an hour has flooded roads, prompted dozens of high water rescues, and closed the airport in the Richmond area. Authorities there are using city buses to get flood victims out of the water. More rain is expected. Several affiliates of Planned Parenthood are suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services over its efforts to impose an abstinence-only focus on its teen pregnancy prevention program. The lawsuits filed in federal courts in New York City and Spokane, Washington, are by four different Planned Parenthood affiliates. Some Amazon workers and investors are siding with privacy advocates who are taking issue with the company's decision to sell a facial recognition tool to police. Nicholas Thompson has more.
Amazon is, you know, facial recognition technology. Of course they do. They're Amazon, and they're letting law enforcement have access to it. Of course they do, because that's a good customer.
Some say the sale could expose Amazon to lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Pentagon has made it official. The U.S. and South Korea have agreed to indefinitely suspend military training exercises. With more, here's John Clemens.
The official announcement was made after Defense Secretary James Mattis met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joe Dumford, and Ambassador John Bolton, Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs. The statement from Pentagon spokesperson Dana White read in part, "This was to support the outcomes of the Singapore summit and in coordination with our Republic of Korea ally." For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Representatives of North and South Korea met at a resort in the North's Mount Kumkang to discuss plans for a reunion of family members separated during the Korean War. The meeting is scheduled to discuss details of the upcoming reunion event, including a date and whether separated family members are still alive. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed at their April 27th summit to hold a family reunion in August. Park Young-il, head of the North Korean Red Cross delegation, said there will be a dramatic change in the relation of the two Red Cross organizations as we depart from our shameful past and restart our discussion for cooperation in humanitarian affairs between the North and the South. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.